You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to put our old Rockola jukebox in the forefront. It's the star of this show as we go back and review the top jukebox records of 1951. 1951, where the average price of a house was $16,000, but your average income was only $3,500. Gas was 20 cents, bread was 16 cents, and it would only cost you 3 cents to mail a letter. This is the year that Chrysler introduced Hydraguide, which we now know as power steering. The first Jack in the Box opened up in San Diego, and there were over 15 million TV sets in American homes. But who cares about all that stuff? What's most important is what was playing on the juke in the back in the year of 1951. Over the next hour, we're going to take a look at the records that gained popularity during the first half of 1951. Now, doing a program like this can get kind of tricky, because how do you judge which records to include? Well, in this case, it's kind of easy, because we can use the jukebox charts and find out how each record gained momentum as its jukebox plays increased. This show will feature a lot more than just the number one records of the day. And this show is based on the month and the day the jukebox operators began adding these great records to the jukebox lists. So let's power up our old Rockola jukebox and begin the show with a record that began getting spins on the 11th of November, 1950. It would go on to become the first number one hit of 1951, reaching number one on January 6th. It's by a cat who knew the charts well, Houston's own Amos Milburn. Here's his Aladdin record smash as we kick off our rhythm review of 1951 with Bad Bad Whiskey. This is the Juke in the Back.
And I've sure got them bad. bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Made me lose my happy home. Made me lose my happy home. Made me lose my... Long distance, long distance. Try my baby once again. Long distance. Try my baby once again. Don't worry about the charges. I'll pay for everything on this end. Hello, pretty baby. Please come back home. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby. Come back home. Well, I hate to tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone. Peaches on the shelf. Hurry home, baby, I'm tired of being by myself. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby, please come back home. Tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone.
Floyd Dixon with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers from January of 1951. That's Telephone Blues. And that tune features Oscar Moore, Johnny's little brother, on guitar. Oscar was originally the guitar player for the King Cole Trio during the 1940s. And he occasionally played with his older brother's trio. Floyd Dixon was one of the many pianists, vocalists that replaced Charles Brown, the original lead singer of Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Of course, Dixon's style was very close to that of Charles Brown, but that record, Telephone Blues, was billed to Floyd Dixon with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, and it was issued on Aladdin Records, reaching number 4. It's a top pick this week, as we feature some of the great records that spun on the Juke in the Back during the rhythm year of 1951. This next record is by a female rhythm and blues vocalist that you really don't hear about too often, Margie Day, whose real name is Margaret Hoffler, and she was born in 1926 in Norfolk, Virginia. Now in this tune, Little Red Rooster began to gain popularity at the end of January 1951. Margie had just come off a big top 10 record with the Griffin Brothers called Streetwalkin' Daddy. This song proved to be even bigger, topping out at number 5. It's called Little Red Rooster, but it has no relation to the Willie Dixon tune that Howlin' Wolf would make popular years later. This is a favorite of Miss Rosie's here in the Juke in the Back. She's basically worn out the buttons on our old Rockola juke playing this Dot 78. Here's Margie Day with the Griffin Brothers with Little Red Rooster as we feature the great rhythm tunes of 1951 on the Juke in the Back.
Until I make you understand. Oh, baby, let me hold your hand. I really believe everything would sure be grand. I want you by my side. Our love we could never hide. Oh, baby, I want you by my side. Well, you know, pretty baby, our love we would never hide. Yeah. your diamond ring. Cadillac and everything. Then, baby, I'm gonna buy you a house in style. Then I'll live there forever. And Lord, with my little wife and child.
Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand. That was Ray Charles' first hit under his own name. And it hit in early February of 1951 for the Swing Time label. His first hit from late 1949 was on the Downbeat label called Confession Blues. And it was issued under the name The Maxon Trio. It was the success and sound of Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand that prompted Ahmet Erdogan to sign Ray Charles to Atlantic Records in 1952. Listening to that record, you can hear that Ray had such potential, but he was basically trying to sound like Charles Brown or Floyd Dixon on that record. Oh, and speaking of Charles Brown, his name has come up twice already on this show. He was no slouch in 1951. Not at all. In fact, he scored the second national number one R&B hit of 51 with Black Knight, which held the top spot for 14 solid weeks. Let's hear it now. Charles Brown with Black Knight, as we track the top R&B jukebox plays of 1951 on The Juke in the Back.
Nobody cares about me, ain't even got a friend. Baby's gone and left me, when will my troubles end? Black night is falling, oh, I hate to be alone. Keep crying for my baby, but not another day is gone. I've got no one to talk with, to tell my troubles to. Don't even know I'm living since I lost you. Black night is falling, oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, but not another day is gone.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Ken Farger, Pamela Isabel, Greer Keane, Rosemarie Giannotto, Walter Bryant, Joseph Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. I got up early one morning before the night was gone. I looked in the bed beside me, and guess what? I was all alone. I cried, please, please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. Thank you. I know my tears are wasted, and I know I cry in vain. I know I've lost my baby, but I love her just the same. Baby, please. Baby, please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. Oh, I need your love.
The great poet laureate of the blues, Percy Mayfield. That was his second release on Specialty Records. It was issued in January of 1951, but started gaining jukebox plays in the middle of February of 51. That tune, Lost Love, would eventually rise to number 2 on the national R&B charts. And since Percy was a national sensation at this point, pretty much everything he released sold really well and gained lots of jukebox plays. As we feature the top jukebox records of 1951, this week on The Juke in the Back. Before Percy, we heard the great barrel house piano style of A Man with Many Names. He was born Willie Lee Perryman, but we know him better as Piano Red and then later Dr. Feelgood. His Red's Boogie became insanely popular in February of 51, rising to number 4 on the national charts. By the middle of March of 1951, this lady was back on the scene with another hit record. It's Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, getting down to the sound that's all around, with I'll Wait For You, a big number 3 for Atlantic Records. Here she is wailing on this week's Juke in the Back, honoring the hit rhythm and blues jukebox records of 1951.
Along about the evening, I feel so blue. And though my heart is grieving, I'll wait for you. I'm writing you a letter, signed love so true. Although I'm sad and lonely, I'll wait for you. When the moon was high and the lights were low, that's the time when you and I said our love would grow. If you ever get the notion you miss me too, make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you. I'll give you all my loving, both day and night. When the moon is high and the lights are low, that's the time when you and I know our love will grow. If you ever get the notion you miss me too, just make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you.
Oh yeah. to miss your arms tonight. Gee, baby, I sure long to hold you tight. If I could be with you tonight, I'd set your soul on fire. I'd whisper in your ear that you're my heart's desire. I'm floating on a cloud, then I'm dreaming out loud when I think of you and all the joy we knew. Gee, baby, I sure miss your love. Tall as the ceiling, I'll shrink way down, and my senses are reeling. This lonesome misery is getting for me. I don't mean maybe. Gee, baby. Your soul on fire, I'd whisper in your ear that you're my heart's desire. I'm floating on a cloud, and then I'm dreaming out loud when I think of you and all the joy we knew. Gee, baby.
Johnny Otis's orchestra from April of 1951. He was always popular in the jukeboxes, and that was no exception. Featuring the great Mel Walker on lead vocal, that was issued by Savoy Records. Gee, baby. Before that, a fantastic record from Joe Morris and his orchestra, featuring Laurie Tate singing those incredible vocals. We also heard some amazing guitar work on that tune, Don't Take Your Love Away From Me. And the set was kicked off with a jukebox smash from March of 1951, Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown with I'll Wait For You. Instrumentals were very popular in 1951. This one started to gain momentum in the middle of April, and by June 9th, it hit number one on the R&B lists. Spinning off the Swing Time label, here's Lloyd Glenn with Chickaboo. This is the Juke in the Back's rhythm review of the first half of 1951.
Thank you.
it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the great jukebox hits of 1951 on the Juke in the Back. Let's take one that was a huge smash in April of that year. It's done by the Four Buddies, who were a fantastic vocal group out of Baltimore. They featured Larry Harrison on lead tenor, Gregory Carroll singing second tenor, Bert Palmer singing baritone, and Tommy Smith on bass vocal. They cut a session in New York City on October 12, 1950, with a band featuring the great Harry Van Walls on piano, Renee Hall on guitar, and Carl Wilson playing bass. This tune, I Will Wait, was their biggest hit, hitting number 2 in April of 1951. Early 78 RPM pressings of this song have them listed as just the Four Buds. But here's this week's Great 78, the Four Buddies with I Will Wait.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Business, try to get some of your own. Don't put my business all out in the streets. Don't put my business all out in the streets. If you leave it alone, everything will be all right. neighbor, neighbor, get up off of me. Neighbor, neighbor, why don't you let me be? I'm not no dentist, I can get your teeth out free. You're walking and you're talking, don't know what it's all about. You're walking and you're talking, don't know what it's all about. Don't know what you're doing, you better leave my business out.
That was the only hit for James Wayans, a cat from New Orleans, Louisiana. It was a top-played jukebox smash in late April of 1951 off the Sittin' In With label. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator here on The Juke in the Back, your weekly review of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This week I've put together a special show as we focus on the top jukebox hits from the first half of 1951. This next tune was recorded by Sam Phillips at his Memphis recording service in early March of 51. It began spinning on the jukeboxes in May, released on Chess Records. And by June, it was number one nationwide. Featuring that amazing dirty guitar sound of Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm. Jackie Brenston plays the saxophone and sings lead. Here's Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with Rocket 88 on the Juke in the Back.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a feel, everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
You doing to me?
I thought you know I love you so. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I'll never, never let you go. Don't you know? Someday
whole night through. But I've been telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Your friends are trying so hard to tempt me. There's no use trying, 'cause I'll be true. And darling, you don't have to worry, nobody else will do. Nothing new, for I'll be telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Maybe a long time before I see you, so we can do what we used to do. But I'll be telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Waiting just for you.
From June of 1951, Lucky Millinder and his orchestra, featuring Anastine Allen and John Carroll sharing the lead vocal, I'm Waiting Just For You. That hit number 2 on the R&B lists, and it was a crossover hit, hitting number 19 on the pop side of things. Well, we've pretty much concluded the big jukebox hits of the first half of 1951. To hear the second half of 51, tune in to next week's Juke in the Back as I'll continue our rhythm review of the great year of 1951. Let's close the show with a tune that was starting to gain momentum around Memorial Day 1951. It would go on to hit number 1 in late June and remain there all summer long. Here are the Dominoes with 60 Minute Man.
Have a great week, everybody. And remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Minute Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60 Minute Man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing. 50 minutes squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man.
60
minute man.
Call in
the loving band. I'll rock.
60 Minute Man.
They call me
loving them.
I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a
60 Minute Man.
There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
there'll be 50 minutes of teasing and 50 minutes of squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man, oh yeah.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.